So now I said that in an organization, if there's some abuse of power, people should not stay passive. They should, especially leaders, have to responsibly take action and remove such people. So this can apply in a material organization. How would this apply in a spiritual organization? Yeah, actually, here you have to recognize that when you talk about organization and spiritual, what makes the organization spiritual is its purposefulness. Its purpose is spiritual, or at least its purpose should be spiritual. But at times, even in a spiritual organization, there can be people who come up who don't have spiritual purposes. They want to use the resources that are there in a spiritual organization for gaining position, for gaining power, for gaining prestige. And that vigilance is required everywhere. In fact, there is a great opposition in today's thought towards institutionalized religion. Say, oh, religion is good, but any kind of institutionalization is bad. That idea is there. Now, there is some truth to it. But that is not the only truth to it. Or ultimately, what is an organization or institution when we talk about and apply it to spirituality? See, all of us have some spiritual interest, some spiritual urge. And we may act on it to some extent. But our spiritual urge is often quite moderate. So there is this famous metaphor in the Upanishads of how water from the skies falls down, goes through the mountains, through the plateaus, through the plains, and reaches the ocean. So we are all like the drops of water. And now a drop of water from a top of a mountain, for it to go all the way to the ocean, then several drops have to come together to make a tributary. Several tributaries have to come together to make a river. And then that river will move much faster to the ocean. So, what is a spiritual organization essentially is that there are a number of people who have spiritual urges and they pool together their spiritual urges. So, they are like drops coming together to form tributaries and tributaries coming together to form a river. And then they all, by their cumulative momentum, have a much greater chance of reaching the destination. So, spiritual organization means that there are a group of people who are spiritually inspired and they come together and for moving forward, they create whatever resources are required. Just like if the water keeps moving along towards the ocean, then it creates a bed for itself. Now, what may happen is when the bed is made, when the river is flowing, there are some people who may come and they may dam the river because they want to use the water for their own purposes. So like that, even in a spiritual organization, sometimes people may come up and they may want to take all the resources that are there. They have no interest in going towards the ocean. They have no interest in spiritual growth. They are interested primarily in material aggrandizement. And they want to misappropriate the spiritual organization's resources for their own purposes. And there has to be vigilance to prevent this. So that's why, in one sense, when I wrote responses to both the movies OMG and PK, I appreciated the point that there is a lot of wrong that goes on in the name of religion and spirituality today. The problem is with especially PK and to some extent OMG also was, the problem was blanket generalization. That now the whole movie PK was based on there's a romance and there was a religious expose in that movie. The romance was based on the premise that we should not consider all Pakistanis as bad. No, all Pakistanis or all Muslims as bad. And that was the presumption that all Pakistanis are bad. And by the end of the movie, it was shown that this particular Pakistani was not bad. That was the presumption of the movie. So I said, don't have stereotypes. Don't make stereotypes that all Pakistanis are bad or all Muslims are bad. But then that same movie imposes a stereotype that all spiritual leaders are bad. Because it depicts only one kind of spiritual leader who is opportunistic and exploitative. So essentially, the movie protested against generalization in one area, but it perpetuated generalization in another area. So the mistake is, if people just have a very naive view of religion or spirituality, where they think, you know, everybody in this field must be good only, That is not good. That is not healthy, because we may get exploited. There are people who are power hungry and who can misappropriate things even in the religious spiritual realm. So vigilance is required, but blanket generalization is not. That's why when Srila Prabhupada, who is the founder Acharya of ISKCON, he said that when we approach a spiritual teacher, there's a process of mutual testing. The disciple or the aspiring, the seeker should test the spiritual teacher to see what is their understanding, what is their living, and then based on that decide to adopt or not adopt a particular path. And similarly, the spiritual master also tests what is the sincerity of the disciple. And then that is how, when through intelligent scrutiny, when one adopts spirituality, then the chances of a person getting misled are far lesser. So there can be blind faith, which is sadly present in wide pockets of society today. But movies like PK or OMG, they go to the other extreme and they recommend blind faithlessness. That means blindly rejecting everything which is in the name of organized religion. But the organization has a purpose. And if there are people who are aware of that purpose, then they can use the infrastructure of the organization for effective purposes. So organization is simply a tool. And that tool can be used, it can be abused. And in spiritual organizations, to the extent the leaders and the members are vigilant, the tool of the organization will be used properly. Does it answer your question?
Yeah, but the concept of removal exist in terms of sidelining rather than in terms of removing.
That's a good point. Okay, okay.